living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and as you know, if you've been listening, I am very grateful to have the honor and privilege to interview these amazing authors of this book, Heart and Soul. They are so inspiring to me. Every time I talk with them and I'm listening to them, they share something new with me that I didn't know before. Even if I thought I knew what was going to come, I don't know. So I am so excited to share them with you because I know that whatever they're sharing in these interviews will add something to your life if you're open to it. So I invite you to open your hearts and minds to receive this information and use what is in your own highest and best good. Now today, I get the opportunity to interview Jennifer Nolan. I really like her. She's got a very sweet, wonderful spirit, and she's got a lot of power with her, too. So I'm excited to talk with her. Her topic today is Our Mindset Determines Our Destiny. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Jennifer, and then we will hear from her. Jennifer Nolan is a professional certified life coach known for her open mind, empathetic listening skills, and a passion for connecting with young adults to help them discover and create their own authentic and powerful journeys. She serves at her church in the high school ministry program, where for the past 6 years, she has been leading, mentoring, and living life with a large group of remarkable young ladies. Jennifer also volunteers in the CARE Ministry program, helping women of various ages explore the connection between their beliefs about themselves and their quality of life. She is currently working on her first book entitled Your Powerful Journey. And Jennifer, I'm so happy to talk with you today, you powerful woman. How are you?
Thank you, Sue. I'm doing well, and I am grateful for the opportunity today. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. You know, whenever I first met you, and I know that your powerful journey is what you're all about. Powerful is a word for us, of course, because we are Powerful You Publishing. And I think a lot of people shy away from power. I know we might get into that a little bit later. But before we do, would you share a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today?
I would love to, Sue, and I just feel grateful to be able to share my part of my journey so that in hopes it could inspire and impact those that are listening. When I was very young, my mom was diagnosed with a mental illness, and of course, being young, I did not understand really what that meant, heard confusing things that she would say and or do, and just I know that I unconsciously probably suppressed a lot of that. There was just a lot of pain and confusion that I didn't know what to do with. So just kind of putting that back, and I think that probably for me growing up, my teenage years were the toughest. As any teenager, you know, we try to find ourself. We try to become independent. We try to just really start learning how to live life and grow up. And I felt that because my mom was in the state of mind she was, she didn't understand that. And we had a lot of arguing, a lot of very hurtful conversations, and a lot of embarrassing situations with friends that would come over. And I really just probably kind of stayed away from home or in my room as much as I could due to that. And I think I just started to take on the role, if you want to call the peacemaker, because I did not like conflict around me, and I felt that there was. So whatever I could do to resolve and make myself feel at peace, I would do that. And so fast forward, at the age of 20, I got married, moved 8 hours away. So I was really removed from that environment. And sadly, my parents divorced not long after that. So, you know, I was kind of removed from all that since I was far away. But busy having my own family, raising my kids. And, you know, honestly, my mom was not on the forefront of my mind for quite some time. So besides visiting her a couple of times a year, and in those times that we did visit, they were definitely not enjoyable. It was more of a chore for me. So that was just, you know, how kind of life was for a long time. Until about 4 years ago, this is a huge, I guess you want to say, landmark in my life with my mom and I. So she was moved to where I live. And for the first time in a long time, I was really forced to face the demons in my past, the things that had been really shoved away, that were still affecting me in ways I didn't understand at the time. So whenever that happened, you know, I was trying to reach out with my mom. We talk once a week, but even then it was still argumentative, just never enjoyable. And I was blessed to come upon and find the work of a couple of doctors, and Dr. Caroline Leaf and Dr. Peter Bregan. They both had a lot of insight that really kind of helped me with where I was at in my situation with my mom and my own thinking. Just learning about not being victims of our own past and how we can choose our mindset. And then also the Dr. Peter Bregan, really as a psychiatrist, he is a huge advocate for replacing psychiatric drugs with talk therapy, empathy, and love, and learning about these people and their work, and really my eyes being open to what my mom went through, what was going on with her, it really transformed my thinking, and it gave me an understanding of my mom that I never had before. So that kind of led me to do some training at my church where I became a mentor. And through that training, I had to explore my own past, and I had to really dig deep, and I had to find out where my identity was coming from, where my false beliefs from past were coming from. And through a lot of that, I can honestly say that I still stand amazed at how I was able to, first of all, learn how to safely wean my mom off psychiatric drugs that she had been on for 40-something years and had really altered her mind from being her authentic self, help her a better way, a holistic way that I never even knew was an option. And now, you know, I get really emotional about this, but now I love my mom. I'm able to see my mom. I'm able to help my mom in a completely different way. And these things I share with you are big contributors of turning my pain from my past into my passion and why I do what I do today.
Wow. That's a great story, Jennifer. I appreciate you sharing that because, you know, gosh, how confusing for you as a kid, right, with all of the stuff going on with your mom. How could you possibly understand it as a child and growing up and in your teens? Like you said, that was tough because obviously teens are tough enough anyway, and then you add something like a mental illness to that. That has to be super tough. And it's interesting that you mentioned, so all the many years later, as you were becoming a mentor, that is really when you started to heal yourself even more, right? So you do have to heal yourself even before you can teach others, I believe. Do you think that's true?
I think it's very true. It is hard for us to know how to forgive others and to help others unless we've helped and forgiven ourselves.
Yeah. Yep. So in your training, Jennifer, and in your life, what would you say is the number one principle, maybe a core principle that has had a dramatic impact on how you do live your life and how you show up that other people, our listeners, can use in their own lives?
I love that question. Sue, for me, without a shadow of a doubt, it is how to control our thoughts and how to choose our mindsets. I know from personal experience and from helping many other girls and women that our past relationships, our experiences, they are big contributors to our mindset, to why we think the way we do. And I had to ask myself personally, you know, was my mindset helping me or was it hurting me? And it was hurting me because what was happening is it was overshadowing my thinking, my decisions, my relationships, that false thinking, those things I thought I felt from my past that I never dealt with, they were really affecting everything I was currently doing in my life. And it surfaced for me a lot of resentment and negativity and that I didn't know what to do with. And so my peace and my happiness were coming from all the wrong places. And it was something that I stumbled upon is it's called a 21-day brain detox by Dr. Caroline Leaf, and I did this. It sounded kind of weird at first, but I just gravitated to it. It sounded great. I thought, why not? I can help try to figure out where these thoughts are coming from, and I did this, and it really helped me learn how to control my thoughts. It learned to help me to replace thoughts. You know, we can replace our thoughts with another thought. And learn how to do that and just really find the right mindset. It brought truth and freedom to me, which is what I love to help others with.
Mm. I love that. Mindset is also very important to me. One thing I say a lot is think about what you're thinking about, because a lot of times our thoughts are on autopilot, right? They're just going through our heads, and what are they? They're really talking about our past, right? So it's interesting because I know, you know, we don't necessarily control our thoughts, but there's something to changing our thoughts, and if we're paying attention, that can really happen. I love that you're doing this work. Why do you have such a passion for doing the work that you're doing and helping others around this issue of mindset?
That's a great question. So I don't have to read about this because I feel like I've lived a lot of this. I've seen the power of it in many people's lives. I've seen how it can be debilitating or it can be freeing. Mindset. Mindset is something, the power of the mind is huge. So, you know, I don't think I've ever met anyone, Sue, that wants to live a defeated life or wants to feel and think defeated. I think we all have in us, in our nature, to build in us a desire to live, you know, a fulfilling life, a purpose-filled life. And my passion for helping other people around this whole idea of mindset is because if they can be empowered to navigate their own journey victoriously and understand how to choose their mindsets and then make an intentional practice of it like we would with eating and sleeping and breathing, things that we have to do, there's so much power in that. Each person can really find their authentic self and live that purpose-filled life that we really all desire.
Absolutely. So let's expand on this whole mindset thing. Why is controlling our thoughts so important? I mean, we could even say it's necessary. It's critical to how we show up in the world. But tell us, why is it so important?
Wow. So this question is great. It's a big question, but I will tell you very simply. Everything starts with a thought. If we just stop for a moment, everything we do starts with a thought. Our thought affects our emotions, and then our emotions then affect our actions. And bottom line is, if we don't control, if we don't learn what to do with those thoughts when they come our way, then they're going to control us. They're going to affect everything we do if we don't know what to do with the thoughts that come our way when we are facing no matter what in life. So, yes.
All right. So let's have an example of that. So for instance, if I'm thinking, you know, gosh, you know, I have so much to do this week. I am just never going to get this done. It's like I'm just overwhelmed. I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of my business. I have to go do errands. Oh, and I have the roofer coming this week, and I'm feeling overwhelmed. So these are all the thoughts in my head. What do I do about that?
I love that. That's a very good example, a way to help explain that, bring that forward. So what that would look like is, first of all, what I do when I'm facing a little overwhelming situation and those thoughts do come up and creep up inside us, I go, you know, what is another way to look at that? What can I look at this and how can I find the positive? How can I find the goodness in it? I'm thankful I have a great family. I'm thankful I have a home to take care of. I'm thankful I have a roof over my head. You know, I'm thankful that I know how to, you know, organize and make the best of my day. So how, you know, it's really a matter of how are we going to choose to look at something? Are we going to choose the negativity, and are we going to look for the goodness in that situation and really bringing that forward to the center focus of that?
Yeah. And so we just start talking to ourselves differently, right? It's about asking those empowering questions.
Yes, it definitely is asking those empowering questions. It's choosing to ask those empowering questions and not let the, you know, what's easily more, it's easy, obviously, as we know, to complain. It's easier to complain than to stop and go, okay, wait a minute, what's another way to look at this? So, yes.
Yeah, perfect. I love that. So, Jennifer, I know that you believe that connecting is an essential key in healing from wounds in our past. Can you elaborate on that and why you believe that?
I would love to, because connecting is, I think, a huge key in life to happiness, to health, and I'll explain why. I think we've all kind of heard the saying, no man is an island, and I don't think I understood that a long time ago when the first time I heard that, but after understanding that, I have seen so how real that is, that, you know, isolation is something that we tend to draw towards whenever we're going through something that's very hard. You know, our human nature is to, we don't want to burden somebody. We don't want to, we're ashamed of whatever's we're going through. We don't know how to tell somebody. There's so many things sometimes that when we're going through a very deep, difficult situation, our tendency is to more so isolate ourselves than to reach out and to connect. And I know for me and the people in my life that I have been blessed to be able to meet and to get to know, I can tell you that the ones that connect, that find that connection with other people to walk through with them when they're going through tough times, those are the ones that can overcome, that can really find their direction, that find clarity in the uncertainty, that find calm in the chaos. Those are the ones that do that. But my heart breaks for those that choose to not connect, because that's where you see people that go through, and I've experienced this with my own family, you know, that turn to alcoholism, and because they're hurting so much and they're not connecting, they're isolating. I have, girls that I've met with, and they'll tell you their stories about turning to cutting, you know, things that are such, they're harmful, toxic behaviors that just lead us down a path that we ultimately don't want to go to. So connecting is huge in life, and I put a lot of value on that.
And so do I. I absolutely do. I think that connections are really the essence of life. And I think that there's no mistake that, you know, there's a divine plan. We're all in this world together at this time for some reason. And the people that surround us in our lives, whether they're our family or our coworkers or people at school or whatever it is, I think they're there for a reason. And I think reaching out and connecting with them, I agree with you, it is ultimately just so important, you know, and for ourselves, but also for our life, right? Doesn't it give more meaning to life, those connections?
Yes, it does, Sue. It really does. I love that, meaning to life. It really does.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know you're so passionate about mentoring and coaching these young adult girls that I mentioned in your bio. And also you coach women of all ages. Why is it that you are focusing on coaching young adult girls and women?
I have a huge smile on my face because just thinking about young adult girls and different women that I work with brings a spark inside of me. I will tell you that I have seen firsthand in my own life and my mom's life through our past experiences, through, you know, voices from our past, they kept us in bondage totally different ways, but they kept us in bondage and really kept us from really knowing what it is to live our authentic self. What does that look like? And we weren't living our authentic selves. And because of the mindsets we have, because of things we've been through, because of our past, not healing from that, not knowing how to move forward from that. So my passion for working with young adult girls and women is because I really feel that in each of us, we truly have a desire to find out and live who we really are, not live based off of other people's expectations or past hurts or wounds or, you know, to really live the life that our Heavenly Father wants and desires and I feel has imprinted on each of us. And so, yes, definitely love that. Love working with women and young adult girls and their journeys.
Yeah, that's great. So what if somebody is on the phone right now and they're listening, you know, to you talking, they're listening to your interview and they're saying, well, okay, yeah, I do want to control my mind. Where do I start? What would you say to them? What piece of advice would you give them as like the first step?
Very good question. Thanks, Sue, for asking that. So I personally feel like you need to find someone, whether it's a coach, a mentor, someone that you trust that you can just first of all talk to. I think we all need to process our thoughts out loud. Sometimes we don't do that. We try to just keep them in and suppress them. And I feel like we need to process and think things out loud to find clarity and where we are in our journey and what we're dealing with and what our mind's thinking. So, you know, the saying success is in the journey, not the destination. I know for me, I take my clients, my women, my young adult girls, I take them through a 3-step process to help them explore their past, embrace truth, and empower them. And it's a huge part. So first step, find someone in your life that you can process your thoughts out loud and think through things and work through things and explore your past.
Love it. Okay. I like that. And that's, you know, that's what talk therapy kind of does too, right? That you talk about it.
Yes.
And really nobody gives you the answer. You give you the answer just in being able to trust and talk to somebody, which is great. Because it's all within us, right? So sometimes we need help, though. So I love that. So, Jennifer, I know that you have a gift for our listeners. So I would love if you could please tell us what that is and also how we can get that.
Sure. So you can go to my website at jennifernolan.org, and I have on there a program, the actual step-by-step of the 21-day brain detox, which was, as I mentioned earlier, was a great contributor to helping me get me on the path of learning about my thoughts. And this, there's a program on there. There's also a link that takes you to an actually online version of it, as well as a phone app that you can do as well.
Terrific. Okay, so tell us again, what is your website and any other, if anybody wants to reach out to you to learn more about you or to reach out to you, how can they do that?
I would love that. So my website again is jennifernolan.org, and let me spell that for you. So Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Nolan, N-O-L-A-N.org. And on my website, you can easily find a connection with me. You can go on there and make a consultation request. You can go on there and just leave a message if you have something to share with me. You can contact me. It has my email. All my information is on my website, and I would love for you to check it out, visit it, and also check out the 21-day day detox program, and hopefully that would help you kind of give you a starting point in your journey with your mindset.
Terrific. Well, Jennifer, this has been a pleasure today. I appreciate this information you shared. As I said, mindset is so important to me, and I really hope our listeners will take your 21-day detox. That would be awesome, and I'm looking forward to doing that myself. I can use another one. I've done stuff like that before, and it's, you know, it's really good to keep doing, you know, because it's a practice. Life is a practice. So thank you for that.
Yes.
And Jennifer, I want to thank you, too, for not just sharing this information today on the summit, but also sharing your story in the book. I think it's really important for people who read it, and I think they're going to really love that. They'll be inspired by it and move to action, which I think is great. So thank you for being a part of this whole process.
Well, you are welcome, and I am grateful and appreciative to everybody in this process. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to get out of my comfort zone and take this first stepping stone towards writing my first full book.
All right, awesome. Yeah, that's where it all starts, right? The first book, and then comes the next and the next. So that's kind of exciting. Too. Looking forward to the next
book. That's right.
And listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this. I know you are putting out some great energy into the world. You're doing beautiful work, and you're starting with yourself, because that's what these interviews do. They help you to work on yourself. They help you to ease into the powerful you that you are in your own life, whatever that means to you. So thanks for listening. Keep listening to the summit. Be sure to buy the book on launch day, which is November 14th. And I ask all of you to think about this. How can you think more about what you're thinking about? Control those thoughts to move you into that beautiful life that you dream of. Think about that today. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.
Living from our heart.